nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
In this morning, God, we appreciate Him. Give Him all the glory for the privilege to have access to the Father. Can you thank Him? Can you thank Him for the privilege we have to come before the throne of grace? Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. We bless your name. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity you give to us. Thank you for counting us worthy. Thank you for this holy call. We give you glory, Lord. We give you praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you for loving us. Thank you for bringing us into the beloved. Lord, we bless you this morning. We give our glory to your name. Thank our Father. Lord, we bless you. Thank you. Thank you. We give you the glory. Father, we bless you this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Oh, my soul. This privilege. Thank you for counting us worthy. Thank you for this holy call. We give all glory to you this morning. Thank you because while we are yet a sinner, Christ died for us. Thank you for the love of the Father. Thank you for the grace of the Son. Thank you for the fellowship of the Spirit. We give you glory this morning. That is why we are here. Your love has brought us here. Your grace has sustained us. Yeah, the communion of the Spirit has brought us this far. Thank you. Thank you. We are trusting you again this morning that you will instruct us again. Thank you for instructing us again this morning. Thank you for your word again this morning. Lord, we receive instruction by your Spirit. We receive instruction by your Spirit this morning. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we wait upon you. The Lord, you will do your work in us until we become a perfect man. Thank our Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you. Jesus' name we pray. Thank you so much. Can we have a seat? Say good morning to everybody in this place. Also acknowledge Apostle Imam. Sir, thank you. Thank you for always making it down to Akure. Despite that distance, we know that road is so far, and the road is not even out there. But thank you, sir, for the sacrifice. Also, to appreciate my brother, Pastor Dave, thank you for putting this meeting together. This way, life is salvation of our soul. Thank you for telling us to also appreciate everyone that have been supporting this work in one way or the other. This is our prayer, the Lord continue to strengthen you in the name of Jesus. The instruction I have this morning is just to speak on one aspect. I pray the Lord will help us. If you look at a man is tripartite being that has the spirit, soul, and the body, and which is also established in the scripture. But I see just out of the focusing on aspect of that being of man this morning, and that's life where we'll be praying. Let me take my first reading from Psalm 103. I'll read from verse 1 through. Let me read to 3. 1 to 3. Say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit. And he begins to list the benefit from verse 3. Who forgive thy iniquity? Who heal all thy diseases? And if you read that, begins to see the benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget his benefit. Do not forget his benefit. Looking at the soul of a man, many times in my own conclusion, I feel that the soul of a man is like a bottomless pit. That no matter what you put into it, you swallow it, and you will still ask for more. So that's why the psalmist say, my soul, bless the Lord. Do not forget his benefit, because there is always tendency of forgetting the benefits. Like one of my friends who said it, he said in Hausa language that you are ungrateful as a stomach. When I first heard it from him that you are ungrateful as a stomach, I asked him, what do you mean? His stomach is ungrateful. Say yes. Say when you eat very well in the morning, you feel that you are okay for the day. Your stomach will never require anything again. Say after some hours, when the stomach begins to complain again, is as if anything has never entered into it. So that is the state of the soul of a man. He takes and takes and takes and takes and still asking for more. Especially when the soul has not experienced the circumcision of the spirit. When the soul is still having what you call the false king. When it's yet to be circumcised, you see the soul keep asking. Today, thank God for those that are in banking sector. I think as somebody said that you have 1 billion and you are spending one million naira in a day, that it will take you almost 3 years before you finish a billion. Am I right, sir? Because we have 1,000 million in a billion. And how many days do you have in a year? 365 days. So if you are spending 1 million in a day, so it will take you to spend 365 billion naira in 1 year. So you still have some left. So when a man now embezzles 1 billion, 10 billion, 20 billion, what is it to do with it? And he's still looking for more. That's the state of the soul. He's always asking for more, 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 more. That's why the psalmist is calling his attention of his own soul. My soul, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Because why is he focusing on the soul? Soul is the center. If you study your scripture very well, especially King James Version,
you will understand that when scripture is addressing man, he addresses man as a soul. Both in Genesis and in the Old Testament and the New Testament, he addressed men as a soul. You remember when he was talking about the children of Jacob, when they moved to join Joseph in Egypt, he was talking about 70 souls. And if you look at the book of Acts, there are many references to point to you that when God look at a man, when God look at a man scripturally, he see a man as a soul. Especially after the fall, man became a soul, completely soul. When God breathed the breath of life into his nostrils, after making a man, and breathed the breath of life, the Bible says, and the man become a living soul. After the fall, something happened that the living aspect of that soul is off. So man become a carnal man and an atama, a man of the head. That is said of his soul, a man of the head. And we see that soul is center of activities. Soul is where your emotion, your volition, your will, that's where it is. All resident in the soul of a man. So wish me, every decision I take, I can't take any decision after my soul. It takes my soul to come in agreement to anything I do. Sometimes I ask, what really make a difference between me and you? If they ask this, what color do you like? They say, oh, I like color pink. Another person, which color? They say, I like blue. Why not pink? Why blue? That's the activity of the soul. That's the activity of the soul. When the soul do, that's because the volition, the will, the desire, the emotion are buried in the soul. So that's what is man. The soul is man. The soul is man. So that is why you see every tendency, everything you see in man, they are products of his soul. That's product of his soul. So the psalmist say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget his benefits. And as a least you forget, I begin to list them. Talk about who forgiven their iniquity, who will let in, who renew their youth as eagle. Begins to tell you, my soul, do not forget. And you know I and you also fall into this temptation. We forget the benefit that we received so far. We forget the love of God. We forget that sometimes Satan begins to bombard your soul, because that's what we're going to look into today. That our soul is more or less a battlefield. There's contention over our soul. Serious contention over our soul. There is this struggling over our soul. And thank God we've come for this type of meeting. This is where the hope of our soul is lies. This is where we can know that we can come unto the salvation of our soul. That's what the scripture calls the salvation of the soul. The salvation of the soul. What happened at conversion is not salvation of the soul. Though it's part of it. What happened in conversion? When you can say, when you respond to the call and you say, I give my life to Christ. What God saved automatically, it was your spirit man that was saved automatically. But when it comes to the salvation of man's soul, it's not automatic. And I also say, it's the most taxing aspect of the work of salvation. For my soul to come in agreement with the work of redemption, for my soul to come into that place and say, my soul is saved. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2. Look at verse 11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you. As a stranger and pilgrim, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against your soul. There are many things that is warring against our soul. There are many things that is warring against our soul. He that has the soul called the man. There are many things warring against our soul. Battle against our soul. That's why you can see a man can sit down quietly, he's not saying anything. It's not moving. But if you see the state of the soul, you'll be marveled the kind of battle that is going on there. You'll be marveled the type of oppression that is at work there. The soul of a man. The soul of a man. that's why we are calling our attention as you've called for this meeting. Don't miss your opportunity. This is where the salvation of the soul lies. Unfortunately, today, many kind of gossip is going on in the head, and many of them only boost the ego of the soul. And the soul must go to the place of crucifixion. The soul must learn to be slain until it finally conforms to the image of the Son. The soul. When Bible is talking about you being conformed, it's not your body that is talking to. It's not your body that is being conformed. Your spirit is the image of God already. It's made in the likeness of God. Once it's made alive through salvation, it is done. But the soul needs to be conformed. That's why in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "Be yet transformed by renewal of your mind." The soul needs to go through renewal process. It must be made new. It must experience transformation. As long as the soul never experiences transformation, that man's life can never be balanced. The one you call the Christian life cannot be. It cannot be. Many today are playing religion. Many are playing religion. Just religion. When about we called. The called. They've not really come to what you call the salvation of the soul. So what we're looking at this morning is that all what we need, the great, the ultimate, is that our soul will be saved. That our soul will be saved. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 4. Say, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder all soul and the spirit, and of the joint and the marrow, and is a discerner of thought and the intent of the heart." The word of God. Let me look at it from Amplified Version. I don't know who have it there. Say, for the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, that soul, and the immortal spirit. It takes the word of God. It takes the word of God. Because when it comes to the place of the spirit and soul, it takes the word of God to draw that line. It takes the word of God to draw that line. If not so, sometimes you may take your spirit, the voice of your soul, to think that it is the voice of your spirit. So that you may not be able to pick it up, try to draw a line in between. What aspect of me is speaking? Whose voice am I hearing? But when we call and allow the word of God to find its place, allow the word of God to do its work, we are able to experience what? Clarity. Clarity. Let's look at James chapter 1, verse 21. James 1. 21. He says, "So get rid of all uncleanness and the rapid outgrowth of wickedness, in a humble and gentle spirit, receive and welcome the word which imparted and rooted in your heart, containing the power to save your soul." So if you look at this scripture, you agree with me that soul needs salvation. The soul of a man is salvation. And the soul and the salvation of the soul, just as I've said, is not automatic. It's gradual. So that's why you don't lose touch of fellowship. You don't lose touch of the world. Which means because as you are losing touch, you are getting something, you are getting disconnected from the world. When your soul begins to go backward, it begins to get degenerated. But the more the word of God finds a place in us, the more the word of God passes through the soul, the more the soul is moving on, the more the soul is being transformed, the more the soul is changing. Like I always say, we don't need New Year resolution. You understand me? You don't even need struggle. Many times as a pastor, there is this temptation of struggling over a member. Or as a disciple, you are struggling over a disciple just because he wants to establish, begins to pursue. But what you will discover, just allow the world to find its place. I've seen many lives that are transformed by the word of God. Just as they keep hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing, the soul is being saved gradually. And before you know what happened, there's manifestation. There's a change that's visible to the eyes. And then truly, these guys have changed. It's no more who he used to be, because the word has found a place. The word has found a place. So when the word of God, because that's the only way your soul can be saved, my soul can be saved. That's why I want to encourage us. We've come. We've come for this meeting. Make sure that you don't live there the same way you came in. Yesterday, Mercy was talking about rejecting his way. An aspect of us that rejects rain is still this man's called soul. It's the man that called soul that tried to say, no, this is what I want, this is what I don't want. This is the way I want to do it, this is the way I don't want to do it. If it's there for the spirit of mine, say an amen. The Lord said it is ready to do it. But the soul is the center of process. It's the one that will process everything. So sometimes the spirit of the Lord may be dropping something into your inner man called your spirit. And your spirit must, that person must pass through your soul before the body executes it. And the soul may become an obstacle to it to say no. For this reason, for this reason, for this reason, we cannot do this. We cannot do this. And that's it. We can do it. But when the soul is completely saved, and the soul is conformed to the image of the Son, it is easy. That whatsoever the Lord said, the spirit is able to say, yes, that's what we do, and the soul is also carrying it out. The soul carrying it out. So if there's anything we need to look at, that we need to take and give attention to, is our soul. Is our soul. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9. So at the same time, you receive the result, the outcome and the consumption of your faith, the salvation of your soul. The salvation of your soul. Let's have it in KJV, please. Okay. So receiving the end of the faith, which means the end of my faith, the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. The salvation of your soul. That's the end of our faith. Which means, in my walk with the Lord, if my soul is not transformed, if my soul is not changed, it's not conformed to the image of the Son, which means, I've not really done anything. I've not done anything. So that our soul must come into conformity. That's why Bible says, let this mind that is in Christ Jesus be in you. The mind of Christ. Therefore, we have the mind of Christ. We must come to the place that our soul is conformed to the image of the Son. And our soul begins to live according to the dictates of the Spirit. Not according to the dictates of the flesh anymore, but that of the Spirit. That is totally conformed. So that's why we must give attention to this. Luke chapter 1 verse 19, chapter 21 verse 19. Luke 21:19. Say, impatience possess your soul. Impatience possess your soul. Which means if you fail to possess your soul, another thing will take it over. If you fail to possess your soul. You know, when you talk of possession, you don't just fold your hands and sit and say, I'm possessing. You know that you take some step to possess. To take it over, to say, I take this. This is my Lord. This is my inheritance. And Bible says, in patience, possess your soul. And what is happening these days? Men are in so, we are so much in haste. We are so much in haste. And people are losing their soul just because of impatience. People are trading their soul because of impatience. But Bible says, impatience possess your soul. Because there are many things that want to take it over. There are many contention over our soul. So great contention over our soul. If the Lord will open your eyes to see the kind of contention over our soul, you will know that you need to rise and do the work of possession. You need to rise and possess your soul. Because the enemy wants to take it over. The enemy wants to take it over. Look at the issue of thoughts. How many thoughts comes into your heart daily? And some people say, they're so ignorant and feel that it's my thought. I'm the one thinking. Who told you you are the one thinking? Who told you you are the one thinking? So as you're sleeping, you just woke up and you are scared, you are afraid, you are confused. And you feel it's normal. Isn't that the operation of the enemy to take the possession of your soul? In the book of Ephesians, Bible talk about, say, take up the shield of faith to quench every fiery dart of the enemy. Bible, your rabbi will call it a final flaming arrows. That's what the enemy releases into the souls. And Bible says, take up the shield of faith to quench the fiery dart. Because there is war against our soul. There's war against our soul. Satan is not taking it easy. He wants to possess it. He wants to take it over. But the truth is, the good news is that the Lord has assured us there is an anchor for our soul. There's an anchor for our soul. All what we need to do is to yield to the Lord. He will keep us. He will keep our soul from derail. We keep ourselves from missing it. So you must know it. When we come for such meeting, it's not just because we don't have something doing. This is where the soul can be administered. This is where treatment can be given to the soul. This is the only antidote to the oppression of the enemy against the soul. This is the place. This is the type of meeting we need. Some of the Bible call it the solemn assembly. You understand me? He called it solemn assembly. It's not where the soul is being boosted. Church. No, Bible says you should be sober and be vigilant. Pray for your enemy is going about like a roaring lion looking for whom to devour. We need a place to come. A place that we can reflect. A place that we can call back our soul. Come back home. Come back home. A place where we can be caught from wandering. Then we don't need to wander away. Come back home. We need a place. That's why you must take this meeting to be serious. Know that this is where your destiny will be determined. This is the place. This is the place where you are exposed to the word of God, and the word of God is exposed to you. Where the barrier is totally teared up, and there's a free flow of the spirit. When circumcision begins to take place, Bible says this circumcision is not the one that is done with time, but is done by the oppression of the spirit. Where the foreskin is being removed, where that thing we call Adamic nature, where it's being removed, because that's the foreskin. Bible says we are the true circumcision that worship God in the spirit. We have no confidence in the flesh. We are the true circumcision. And that aspect of us that needs to be circumcised is our soul. It's our soul that needs to remove it. That's why when we read in Hebrews 4:12, say the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It takes the word of God to perform the operation. It takes the word of God to do the work. When the word finds a place, Then we experience what God is circumcision of our spirit. That's when the real man, the new man in Christ Jesus, begins to find expression. And that's what the world is waiting for. That's the answer. The answer is not in religion. We don't need religion anymore. Religion has done so much havoc. So much havoc. It was religion that put a wall of separation between us as a believer. It was religion that bring a disagreement. This doctrine, that doctrine. No, we don't need that. But we need the operation of the spirit. We need the circumcision of the spirit on our soul, so that we can be conformed to the image of the Son. That is the call. That's the end of our faith. That our soul may be saved. That's the end of our faith. As we pray this morning, and as we continue in this meeting, you must be conscious of this fact, that the salvation of my soul, the salvation of my soul, it was your spirit man that was saved at conversion. But the salvation of your soul is still ongoing. It's ongoing. It's ongoing. Day in day out, it's ongoing. And somebody said, whenever you are exposed to the truth, you are bound to repent. You understand what I'm saying? The more you are exposed to the truth, the more you are bound to repent. What does it mean? Which means the salvation of the soul, as we are exposed to the truth. Say, sanctify them by thy truth, for thy word is truth. As we are exposed to the truth, say, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. All the when it begins to find, when our soul begins to get exposed to the truth, the more the soul is changing, day by day, gradually the soul is changing. And the soul will come to a place whereby he lives a life of gratitude, whereby he lives in satisfaction, whereby he lives in the hope of salvation. That's what the soul will come into. That's where the soul is coming to. So we must be conscious of this truth, that my soul, your soul, needs to be saved to the uttermost. To the uttermost. You must know it. Because that's the rhema. That's the rhema. Jesus said, if a man loses his soul, what will he give in exchange for his soul? Bible did not say if a man lose his body. Bible did not say if a man lose his spirit. That's his soul. That's all. That's all. That's all. So we've come. Let's take the advantage of the remaining hours. This is not a reunion meeting where we meet friends and we parted for long. No. This is not where we make new friends. We are not saying don't make new friends. But you should know that the ultimate, why you are here, is the salvation of the soul. Is the salvation of the soul. So what are we saying? Your soul, you should not return back home the same way your soul came into this meeting. Something must happen. And I know that it has begun. You must return back home a changed person. With a transformed soul. With a transformed soul. You must be conscious of this. And must allow the Spirit of God to do His work. We should not build any resistance. We should not allow the Word of God to offend us. Many times, the Word of God is offensive. Say, no, I don't like what Pastor said today. You understand me? You are building resistance. And you know, in the day of Noah, God said something. He said, when he was saying that, he said, let's look at, I think it should be Genesis chapter 6. Let me quickly see it. And to bring out of that place, God said, he will no more contend with him. God is not always willing to struggle with us. He only appeal. He's appealing through his spirit, calling. And the more we keep struggling, we're not helping the matter. We're not helping the matter. What did he say in the book of Isaiah? He said, unto this man. Okay, you've seen it. Thank you, sir. See, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. My spirit shall not always strive with man. For that he also is a flesh. yet his days shall be 120. Say, for his flesh, that's the state of the soul after the fall. It became carnal after the fall. Say, my spirit will not always strive. Will not continue to strive. Will not always strive. Which means the more we struggle with the word of God, the more we are not helping ourselves at all. We are not helping ourselves. We must go to the place of yea and amen. That we, when he said it, we should accept it. That is what the Lord has said. Look at Isaiah 65. Isaiah. Okay, 66 rather. Okay. For all those things are my hand has made. And also this thing have been, says the Lord. But to this man will I look. Even to him that is poor and contrary in the spirit, and tremble at my word. Unto this man will I look. Unto him who is poor and contrite in the spirit. What do you mean by poor? Bible says, blessed are the poor in the spirit. What made him poor? And you remember the one of the churches in the book of Revelation, when the Lord said, I counsel of you to buy from me the gold refined in fire. Say, no, I'm rich. I have all. And the Lord begins to say, you are rich. You don't know. You are poor. You are wretched. You are naked. You are blind. When we come to the place of satisfaction in the spirit, when we come to the place that we feel that we are full and lack nothing, what are they going to share in that place, brother, that we don't know? What are they preaching that we don't know? Tell me, what is he going to say that we've not had before? The Bible says, for unto this man will I look, the man that is poor in the spirit, that there is this insufficiency. There is always room to acquire more. He wants to hear more. A man that has a contrite spirit, the right spirit, poor and contrite spirit. So unto this man will I look. What tremble at my word? That's where the salvation of the soul lies. That's where the salvation of the soul lies. I will come to a point where we know that I've not had enough. I need more. And the word of God has this newness that comes with the word every day. The more we behold it. So that's what we put in the first Corinthians. Say, as we are with our first face, beholding the glory of the Lord as in the glass. So we're being changed, being transformed to his own likeness. He begins to change form, begins to get changed day by day. So that's the power of the world. That we should not get familiar with the world. Don't come to the place that you think that you know it all. You become a specialist. You become an authority. And you know what? That was the failure of Pharisees. Because they felt they know it all. We are teachers of the law. We are authority. We have the final say. So even when revelation comes, because the word of God, revelation is progressive. When Newton begins to come up, they can't see it. They were held down because they felt they know it all. But thank God for a man like Nicodemus that felt that, look, seeing that something new is coming up, I need to meet this young man. I need to learn from him. But he could not go in the daytime because of an old man, authority, law personified. Why will he go to the son of carpenter? What will the people say? So he has to come in the night when no one could recognize him and begins to ask. God is with you. I want to know more. And you know what? That might end up becoming one of the secret disciples. Do you understand? Let's not get familiar. The more we get familiar with the word of God, the more we get familiar with the word of God, the more that we are stopping the salvation of us. Open your heart. try to know that something will come, something new. Expect something new. Expect something new. Expect something new. Because that's what your soul needs. That's what my soul needs. That's where the salvation of our soul lies. Expect something new. And don't build resistance against the world. Don't build resistance against the world. There's a matter that your soul may not want the world to touch. When the world begins to control that side, allow it. Allow it. It may wound your soul. But I want to tell you, that same word that wound the soul will heal the soul. And will bring the soul to recovery. That same word. You may feel that it's offended. It's been offensive. Why should you allow it? Allow it. The word has a mission. The word has a mission. So you must open up in this meeting and beyond this meeting. Learn to open up. Learn to open up. Allow the world to find its place. Let's stop contending. We should learn to be trembled at His word. Learn to be trembled at His word. Let this world find a place. That's the only thing that can save us as a soul. That's where the salvation of our soul lies. That's what can bring our soul into the conformity with the image of the soul. I just bow down and as we can so pray, once we rise out to pray. I want you to pray concerning your soul. I want you to pray for your soul. David recognizes when he begins to ask the soul, my soul, he needs to bless the Lord. He knows how weak the soul is. He knows. And he begins to speak to the Lord this day. If we look after 3 John, say, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper. Even be yet, even as your soul prospereth. Which means this, the prosperity of our soul determines our prosperity in life. The prosperity of our soul. I want you to speak to the Lord this day. Lord, I bring my soul before you. Can you pray against every crisis? Everything that is standing and unstable. Against the salvation of your soul. Can you speak to the Lord this morning? Can you ask God, Lord, circumcise my soul? Circumcision of the spirit. Can you ask the Lord, circumcise my soul? Can you ask the Lord, Lord, remove the foreskin? Let the foreskin be removed. Lord, remove the foreskin. Lord, remove the foreskin. In the name of Jesus. Lord, remove the foreskin. You know the token of a primary covenant lies in circumcision. It lies in circumcision. Can you ask the Lord this morning? I bring my soul before you. I bring my soul before you. I bring my soul before you. Can you ask the Lord have your way? Can you ask the Spirit of the Lord have your way? Circumcise my soul. Circumcise my soul. Let the first game be removed. Let the first game be removed. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we are asking this morning that the first game will be removed. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you help us. Lord, you help our soul. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you help our soul. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you help our soul. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that Lord, you circumcise our soul. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you circumcise our soul. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask of you. The Lord, our soul will experience circumcision. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 3, say, for we are the circumcision. We worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus. And have no confidence in flesh. We have no confidence in flesh. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit. Before we can come into the place of spiritual worship, we must first experience the circumcision. It's when we are circumcised, we come into the spiritual worship. Can you see as the Lord? Lord, I bring my soul. Lord, I bring my soul. Lord, I bring my soul. Lord, circumcise my soul. Lord, circumcise my soul. In the name of Jesus. Lord, circumcise my soul. In the name of Jesus. Lord, circumcise my soul. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray. Lord, our soul begins to experience circumcision. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, you will help us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh Lord. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Luke chapter 21 verse 19, where we read from, say, possess your soul in patience. Impatient possess your soul. By your patience possess your soul. Many of us were yeast. We are yeast. And Bible says, ye that believe we make no haste. Ye that believe we make no haste. Can you pray the Lord will increase your patience? It takes patience to walk with the Lord. It takes patience to wait. It takes patience to tarry. Can you want the Lord? Lord, increase my patience. Lord, help me not to fail in the place of patience. Help me not to fail in the place of patience. The world is in this. Then this getting it fast. In the ministry, you want to get it fast. Spiritually, you want to get it fast. Can you handle all this? Lord, teach me to wait. Lord, help me to wait. The psalmist said, I will wait till my change come. Can you answer, Lord? Lord, help me to wait. Lord, teach me to wait. Bible said they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Renewal strength, come in place of waiting. Transformation of soul, come in place of waiting. Can you answer, Lord, this thing? Lord, help me to wait. Lord, help me to wait. By your spirit, teach me to wait. Teach me to wait. Help me to wait. Teach me to wait on you. Teach me to wait on you. Teach me to wait on you. Teach me to tarry. Teach me to tarry. In the name of Jesus. God, we are so. You teach us to wait. You teach us to tarry. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, Lord, will tarry. You wait. It was somebody. I don't see anymore. My cat of the Osia. If I have somebody, my disciple of my Osia. Lord, we must. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you will help us. In Palavos, Ephraimus, in Palavos, in the name of Sapra, in Saponia, and Sonia. Jesus.
3, we pray. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews 10. Verse 36. 10:36. Hebrews 10:36. Say, for you are in need of endurance, patience, so that after you've done the will of God, that you may receive the promise. After you've done the will of God, so that you may receive the promise, you need patience. I don't know. Can you pray for us this morning? Lord, help me to wait. Lord, teach me to wait. If indeed I can possess my soul, if indeed I can possess my soul, Lord, help me. Lord, help me to wait. Etos fredos alabosia ekabosua. Lord, teach us to wait. Pray for everyone here. We will not go ahead of you. We will not go ahead of you. Lord, help us to wait. Help us to wait. Help us to wait. In the name of Jesus, Lord, teach us to wait. Lord, teach us to wait. In the name of Jesus, which I will not do, I will not lose our soul to rest. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to still pray for your soul. The Lord, when it comes to your things, my soul will never be satisfied. Bible says the deep calleth for teeth. Can you commit your soul to the hands of the Lord? That my soul will never come to the place of satisfaction. When it comes to the knowledge of God, the knowledge of Jesus Christ. When it comes to the knowledge of God, my soul will never say, I've had enough. My soul will look for more. My soul will desire more of you. It will be more of you. More of you. More of you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, our soul will desire more of you. In the name of Jesus. Our soul desire more of you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for the circumcision of our soul. Thank you for confirming our soul to the image of the Son. Thank you for the return transformation of our soul. Thank you for change. Thank you for changing us. Thank you for changing us. We give you glory. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. Thank you for what we choose to do again today. Thank you for this point that you brought us to. Thank you for all that thing that will still be unveiled. Lord, we ask of you. The Lord will not miss any point. At every point, Lord, we will experience your touch. The circumcision of our spirit soul, Lord, we will experience throughout this meeting. By the time that 20 hours will be over, we shall never be the same again. We'll be a new man in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we still come in this meeting to us. Say more. We are still asking for more. Let the deep call for thee. Let the deep call for thee. In the name of Jesus. Bless every God forever, Mom. We give you glory. Jesus' name we pray.
For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
over the nations.
Oh Lord, we ask for the nation.
Just ask Him tonight to put a nation on your heart.